is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is, what day is Wednesday? Wednesday? Yes. 14th. Yeah, but is it Wednesday? Yes, that means it's a mashup man down Wednesday when we combine two shows to make one show and where we analyze the news. But today we are on location. We are on location. We are at the University of the Bahamas in front, actually. I haven't been on this campus in a while, Aaron, from my college days. So I'm excited to be here. And as we're here, we are with Gerard Darvill. He's a part of the Candace Simonet Darvill Foundation. And we're basically interviewing him to understand what is happening today, what he's requesting, what is this yearly, annually exercise that he does. Apparently, this is your second year doing this. So to remind the listening audience, what is it that you want us to do? As I see there's a line here of supporters who are here to donate blood. Why is there a need to donate blood?
Well, it is very important that we develop a culture. We want to raise awareness within our Bahimi community about the state that the blood bank is in, their dire need for more participants in the giving of blood, and to let everybody know how safe, how easy it is, right? And if you are one of the first 50 persons here, you get some incentive for being able to donate your blood and time to a worthy cause.
No, I'm excited about that. And incentives are always important. I know when I was in college in the United States, they used to give out gifts, right? And to encourage college students to donate blood. And I'm happy to hear that in the Bahamas, that too is continued, and that there are organizations who say, hey, we want to encourage Bahamians to come out and give blood, and we're prepared to donate this. And I'm very impressed with your organization that you have established a program that does that, right? But I want to know about your wife. I want to know about your wife so people can remember who she is, right? So we could cherish her also. I know she means a lot to you, means a lot to your family, but we also want to know that narrative. So we can, when we come out here to donate our blood, we know exactly why we're doing this. I'm sorry for the memory. Just give me a brief moment of, I was asking my friend Gerard to tell us a little bit about his wife. And he's was overcome briefly by the memory, because I know he loved his wife. You can see the passion and how he cherished and how he extend that memory to remind people, the pictures, and so forth, right? And to see that her memory is still fresh with him, to know that he's organizing all of this in her memory and is requesting Bahamians to come forth, right, to come and help this effort. His wife made a commitment when she was on her in hospital, and asked if she will be the impetus to make sure that there's no more shortage of blood inside the Bahamas. So be it. And he continues that promise that he will be there. He'll be the gatekeeper to make sure that Bahamians have a commitment to donate their blood. But when you're ready, Gerard, continue.
My wife loved it.
Take your time.
Baby, please.
Five the blood someplace. Buy the blood. And I tell the baby, even if I was to kill somebody right now, I still don't know how to take it out. I still don't know how to get it.
And Gerard, take your time. And I understand the passion that you're going through. And I wanted to just to slow down and to remember your wife. To remember your wife, right? And cherish her memory, right? And we are here at the University of the Bahamas right now. A number of family members are here in support of you, in support of your wife. The lines are actually growing of people who remember your wife, who remember you and your efforts and the commitment to this, right? And people who are here to give blood. And I want to just say thank you to those people who are doing that. But let me continue the interview. Aaron, right? In terms of the whole blood drive, in terms of partnering with University of the Bahamas, in terms of seeing that even Jared's mother is here, right, and her support for her daughter-in-law, I'd like to know more about that. So let's just speak to her briefly. Just tell me about your experience and why you are committed with your son to make sure this happens.
I am basically here to support my son in every which way. I believe in him. I believe in his cause. And I believe that with change in the Bahamas, things will be much, much different. I love my son. I love everything that he does. And guess what? As a mother, all we can do is be there for our children. And that's why I am here.
And everyone that supports the foundation understands that the desire, the urgency with which parents want to ensure, fix it, make sure that their children are okay. And so organizations like this bridge the gap when parents can't. They've done everything that they can do.
Yes.
And they just can't do it. We rely on organizations.
Yes.
Like these to support people.
Yes. And we rely on the public, the general public, to realize what it is and what it takes to make a difference in the Bahamas. We have to stand together.
Sometimes we think that people don't care enough, but what it is that they don't have a system to plug in. They don't have resources. And what the Kenise Simonet Darville Foundation seeks to do is to provide resources for people that are trying so hard.
Yes.
But the resources just aren't available to them.
Yes.
You know, I just want to say that we have to shift the culture in this town, right? We can't just be evoked by emotional pleas from family members in time of need.
Right.
We need to understand that systems are in place and we can support those systems.
Exactly.
Right? You don't have to be a shoulder to cry on, but you can do the work of ensuring that systems work properly.
Yes.
So that when people need them, they can go and access the services and resources they need.
And it's sad that we're actually, you know, taking on a position that the government should have, you know, as far as procurement. We want to make sure that there is good procurement in the country, okay, so that we can always have blood, not just on Valentine's Day when we're doing this promotion. We want it to happen all the time. I remember one time coming into Princess Margaret Hospital, we had a procurement officer. That procurement officer is no more. I would like to see that procurement officer back in place where that procurement officer can take over. They can take over or complement what we're doing now.
Yes. So what I'll do now is also, I see one or two persons coming out from giving blood. So let me just call them. Delvo.
Yeah. Morning, sir.
It's good that you're here. I know you heard the plea on the radio and you came by to donate blood. But just give me a rundown on how you came about it, why you came down, how you know the family.
Well, first and foremost, good morning, Bahamas. It so happened that I am familiar with both Gerard and Kenise. Gerard happens to be a family member of mine. He's part of the Davo clan, the Long Island Connection, as we normally refer to ourselves. Kenise, I've worked with his deceased wife at Crystal Palace for about 7 years. I got to know her very well. Very spunky, was always energetic, loved the dance, and I have fond memories of her at this time. Being a regular blood donor, when I heard the plea a few weeks ago, you know, in fact, I was supposed to give blood last week, but I declined to do it and just hold off until this occasion because of in remembrance of Kanice, firstly, but more so is a family connection with Gerard. And so I decided just to hold off and make my presence felt during this special occasion.
One minute as a car pass for a minute. So you make it a regular chore of yours to donate blood?
It is. In fact, me giving blood has been a promise to my son, who I lost many, many years ago. He needed blood, and I sent a plea out to my friends, and I got my friends to come out, even though it was last minute or spur of the moment, and they came out and donated blood. When he had passed, I made it my mission that any person that is in need of blood, where best I can help, I made it a promise to him that I would come out and help those who needed blood.
Thank you very much, Devo. I know we have some person from the blood bank who's going to be joining us now. We just bring them closer to the mic. Make sure my mic is on. And then we're just going to go simple. But before that, we have...
Before that, my name is Stephanie Brainin, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. I am here with my soror, Wendy, and we are inviting all of our sorority sisters and our brothers of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated to please come out. My son, he's a Kappa. I'm calling all the Kappas. I'm calling all the Qs. I'm calling all the Sigmas. I'm calling everyone to please come out and support.
I want to see the ladies from Zeta Phi Beta, the ladies from Delta Sigma Theta, and the ladies from Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority, all of them to come out here and help our Greek family member. We want to see, and I also want to see the members of the lodges. I want to see all of them. And he is also a part of the lodge. Which lodge is he a part of?
The Masons.
He's with the Masons, so I want to see all of y'all out here at the University of the Bahamas. Y'all come out here and support this worthy effort. We need to make sure that the blood bank is full, full, full. Please come on out. We're asking you to come out.
And I see a number of ladies here in pink. I mean, there's a lot of ladies here in pink today.
Oh, yes. And we have the ladies from Flowers, where everybody wins. And everybody wins when you give blood. But they're here in another capacity. So listen up.
Okay. So I have two persons here, actually, and I'm going to go and just get some information on how they partner, why they partner with this foundation, the Kanice Simonette Darville Foundation, and just give us a rundown on what should we expect.
Hi, everybody. My name is Shazelle Roll. I'm the marketing manager at Everybody Wins Live, and we have been donating to this cause from its inception from last year, and it's just a part of our corporate proposal for the community. Of course, you know, this is such a good thing. Sometimes we have a lot of persons out there in reference to like the blood bank that goes low, and we want to make sure that we're able to keep it full, keep it in order to save life and give life. And of course, today is the day of love, Valentine's Day, and I believe that there's nothing more important than giving life on this special day. That is a gift that wants everybody who's strong and willing to do it, come on down and do it, because we have persons who can do it. So let's be their superheroes.
And in terms of sponsoring, because I know you have partnered with this foundation for a while, at least from the inception, like from last year, right? This is the second year that you're doing it. But in terms of support, what type of support do you actually render?
So we did give a donation, a funding donations to this initiative. We're also here on the ground to help out as much as possible. And right now, just encouraging our customers, encouraging anybody underneath the sound of my voice, our social media platform, to let persons come on down and help with this initiative. Like I said, that we are using our platform as a way to spread the word. Not only just spreading the word, but actually giving funding to this organization so that they can continue to put on events like this to raise funds, to raise blood for persons in need.
I've actually never heard of a civic organization, not civic, a corporate organization who have pledged and do this, right? So I'm very impressed that everybody wins, Flowers Everybody Wins have made a commitment, and instead of just putting saying and voicing their concern, they're putting their money where their mouth is, right? And they're putting their employees on the ground to say, hey, you are here to work, you are here to support, not just say, just donating the money, but we are committed to physically being on the ground to make sure everything is run smoothly. And I see that you're active, your entire team is here, and you're assisting with the organization and the management of what is happening. And I just want to say kudos. I want to say kudos to Everybody Wins.
Thank you, most definitely. You know, many people look at gaming houses or just wanting to take, but sometimes, you know, you have to step back and give. And what's more important than just giving the gift of life? And it's that it was not a no-brainer for us to be a part of this initiative, because here today, one pint of blood could be for someone who needs that, you know, and for us to use our platform to spread the word, for us, in your term, to put our money where our mouth is and actually put funds towards it. It shows that we're not just saying things, we're not just saying words, but we're actually doing action. We're making sure that we are here, and we let persons know that we're here, we care, and we are definitely putting actions to whatever word that we say.
Yes. And just give me your name again, and how many team members you have on the ground today?
So we have about 3 to 4 team members. My name is Giselle.
Giselle, and thank you very much, Giselle, for coming by and explaining everything to us. Thanks again. So we'll have some representative from the blood bank come shortly and explain that process on how to give blood. I'm here with Aaron Green, of course, and I'm also here with Gerard Darvill. He is the leader of this foundation right now, and in remembrance of his wife, Kenise Simonet Darvill. It's the Kenise Simonet Darvill Foundation fighting for the future of healthcare, and they made themselves a mandate that they will assist the authorities in terms of ensuring that we have enough blood always at the blood bank. So we're kind of excited for that. Right now, there are a number of persons passing by the University of the Bahamas, stopping by to actually participate inside this effort. The cars are parking right now. The lines are filling up. And there are a number of persons who are sharing the memory of Kenise Darvill. There are a number of persons who are networking and partnering with this whole effort. So we're excited about that. We are definitely excited about that. To see how many Bahamians who are excited to partner with this whole initiative, right? To say that, hey, I'm not just going to talk about it, right? On this Valentine's Day, as people wear their red, as people wear their pinks and their different colors, that they are coming and parking and going inside right now to just join the line and make sure that they support this initiative that is happening. But let me just get back Aaron Green, who's right now talking with Darvill about the initiative. But we'll speak to her right now. Let me give you a mic. That mic is on, right? But what do you think about the whole initiative right now?
I mean, I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great. I want more people to come in. Hurry up and come in before I could get my gift certificate. We want everybody to get a chance to win, because everybody wins.
And I want to remind people that there is a gift certificate. The first how many?
First 50 donors.
50 people.
Get $25 gift certificate. There we go. Mr. Darvill just walked away for a second. I mean, I think it's a great initiative.
I was eavesdropping it. Apparently, the shirts, too.
Yeah, apparently the T-shirts, too. I'm trying to get one right now.
Okay.
But we're hoping more people come out and take advantage of this opportunity. You get to donate blood, which means you get a free health screening, right? Because they have to assess your blood. And if you have any issues or complications, they're going to communicate to you that you need to go and see your doctor. What a wonderful opportunity. And what a wonderful opportunity to be a blessing to somebody who is in need.
I want to also thank the university that they allowed them to come on their space, their campus, yes, and host this event. I'm not sure how the Darvill family is connected to University of the Bahamas, but the idea of the University of the Bahamas, they come, use our front auditorium part, you know, and host this event. And there's an event, a number of students are stopping by also in order to donate their blood. So I'm very impressed that they did that.
Absolutely. And it presents an opportunity for the campus community, right, to explore ways that they can support the wider initiative, which is, do we have a coding club? Can we create apps so that if you do have a medical emergency, you can indicate through your app what your blood type is, right? Do we have apps that indicate to people, look, your 8-week period has passed. You are now eligible to donate blood. Here are all of the open blood banks or donation centers today, right? An app that sends out an alert. Listen, we're low on supplies. We need emergency donors right away. These are the ways that the wider college community can contribute to this initiative.
But it goes to another dynamic that I think we're overlooking here. I think this is actually a perfect location for this to happen, because now you're talking about community. You're actually bringing the younger persons among us. You're teaching them what community service is all about, indirectly and directly. I believe that once the students here understand that, hey, there's something even worthwhile more than just themselves, and there's nothing better than giving life to someone who really is trying to save their lives. This is just another beautiful initiative to actually explore that avenue and actually give. It's all about giving of oneself. Blood is something that you cannot get anywhere. It has to come from someone sacrificing that pint of blood to give to someone to save their life. Especially, when my son passed many years ago, one thing that always stood with me, and that is, you never know when it's your time, or you never know when it's a family member's time. I'm pretty sure that they keep records of persons who actually donate blood. And so when it comes time that is your time, and you could actually put an appeal out there, they would actually recognize that you were a regular blood donor. And that's one of the reasons why I did it. Because I never know when it's going to be one of my siblings or my mother or cousin or aunt or someone that I'm right now trying to encourage giving life to someone that really needs our help at that particular time.
It's a great opportunity for young people to experience in a collective why moderating your behavior is important, right? Why drinking in moderation once you hit the age of 18 has value, right? Why driving safely has value. It's one thing to cause a car accident and injure someone and they need a blood transfusion. It's another thing when you realize that the person who requires care is Jehovah's Witness, mm-hmm. or has religious restrictions.
Oh, wow.
And so they cannot have a blood transfusion,
exactly.
Right? And so young people all can learn that community service is also inward and moderating one's behavior so that you limit your negative impact on the community. And then understanding ways in which you can support your community, right, and of your choice. Some people say, listen, I'm not a big volunteer. I'm not going out on a Saturday morning, but I could donate a pint of blood every 8 weeks. I could donate a pint of blood every quarter, right, every 12 weeks, every 16 weeks is something that I could do to support.
And the fantastic thing about that, Aaron, you just brought a thought across my mind just now. You'll be surprised to know with just giving a pint of blood, the impact, the healthy impact that it has on the body. It allows the body then to begin to regulate itself. It also begins the process of replenishing the body with blood based upon your nutrition and everything. So it is also another healthy alternative to everything else. And then the last point is, you made a very crucial point here earlier, and that point was, to get the free screening and testing, which some of us at our age, it is very important. We want to know what's going on with our body in terms of our blood, because the blood is actually the fuel of the entire circulatory system. And if the blood is not well, then the rest of the body is going to impact the body negatively in one way or the other. And what's the best way to figure out, what is your blood doing in your body? Is it healthy? Is it at the point? Does it have everything that it needs to keep the body healthy?
Yeah.
And that's another very good point for us to actually give blood.
And here's an aspect that I realize that we have not articulated today. We are focused on a dire need for a service in New Providence. If it's a dire need in New Providence, that means that the need increases exponentially on Family Islands.
Yes.
And what are the protocols for people on Family Islands that require blood transfusion because of an accident? Yesterday we talked about a 600% increase in traffic accidents, mm-hmm. on the island of Eleuthera alone, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Which means now that the government must mobilize and ensure that more or expanded life-saving services are available on that family island. We also have Exuma, which is just booming
with
right?
tourists.
With tourists, yep. with boats come boating accidents. Mm-hmm. Another island that requires an immediate upgrade and an enhancement of services, which then means we need an immediate upgrade of electrical supply to ensure that refrigerators to store blood are available and the transportation routes to transport blood from New Providence to the island are available. All of these things have to be entrenched and put in place.
Well, I'll close on this one point here. You know, basically what we have been talking about for quite some time, especially over most of the programming on Guardian Radio. And see, I'm going to single them out in particular because I'm a regular and a frequent caller into Guardian. I listen to all of the programs. One of the key components that I realize is that we as Bahamians have been calling for the infrastructure to be placed in some of our, strategically in some of our major islands. You know, you're talking about flying someone who's injured, who may need blood from let's say, for instance, as far away as Exuma, to come all the way here to Nassau to get that service. It is totally ridiculous. We have talked about creating hubs with the medical facilities, with ambulatory facilities, and so on and so forth. Just to our people, I mean, a clinic is fine, but having a major institution within a cluster of islands where if that journey from let's say, for instance, Exuma to Nassau takes an hour and a half, could you imagine the amount of lives that could be lost within an hour and a half just to get them from Exuma here?
Yeah.
There are better ways that we have to build this country. And if we don't begin to really think outside of the box and stop being so Nassau-centric, but actually empower some of our major Bahamian islands with the infrastructure that's really necessary to get the immediate care of our people, I'm not worried too much about the tourists. The tourists is only one side of it. But if we cannot take care of our people, how can we expect to take care of our tourists? You know, and that's something that we need to look at. But, you know, Bahamas, we have a lot of work to do. And I really hope that the powers that be really listen to the Bahamian people. Because a lot of us have some great, great ideas out here. It's only a matter of you guys stepping up to the plate and bringing it into fruition.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I just came from outside. Is that outside? I just came from inside. Now I'm outside.
Right.
Yes, okay. And they have an entire team inside. They have an entire team outside, at least about 6 to 8 different beds. What do you call those beds?
The gurneys?
Yeah. Okay, 6 to 8 different gurneys, right? And I'm waiting for Mr. Williams and a Mr. Bullitt. They're in charge of this team that is here, and they're the ones who are the point person to interview them about the process. So they step with something about lobotomy. What's a lobotomist? I don't know these.
Phlebotomist.
I don't know the words.
So
I was eavesdropping and hearing these things, right? And I said, okay.
Phlebotomist. Phlebotomy is the like science of drawing blood.
Yeah. I would call it a blood draw.
Yeah. But it's not a lobotomy.
I don't know the difference.
Yeah, you need to know the difference.
I'm not going to be a doctor in no time. So
No. Don't watch nothing. You don't need to know the difference. Okay. I can learn you that.
Learn me that today.
Yeah.
But he went to speak to, what you call it,
phlebotomist?
Went to speak to phlebotomist, so he just stepped out. The two of them just stepped out. So I'm just waiting for them to return, just to bring them over and explain the process about drawing blood, the process of organizers. Also, Mr. Flowers. Craig Flowers. No, he hasn't reached yet.
Okay.
But he called, but I was in there eavesdropping,
right,
trying to find what's all happening, and he's on his way here.
Awesome.
Apparently, he is one of the donors, one of the sponsors of the event.
Corporate
sponsors of the event. And he's coming by to also donate blood and also coming by to show his support of the whole initiative. So whenever he passes by, you know, I can try to grab him also.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To just ask him one or two questions.
And
about
say
it.
Thank you.
And say thank you.
Right.
Yes. And inside, they have all kind of vitamins. They ain't offering me no vitamins, by the way. They have all kind of vitamins.
They're the people who give in blood.
So I need to give all kind of vitamins, and coconut water is here. And they were giving them out to persons who are on these gurneys, right?
Yeah.
And
who
are, yeah. Yeah.
And you said there are a number of gurneys, which suggests that the wait time is short.
No,
you're going to take a lot of time
minutes,
off of
within
your job
10 minutes,
today.
Within 10 minutes.
And do they give you a sticker that say, I donated blood, I'm a hero?
No, I didn't see no sticker. See, there's more people coming in. Look.
Absolutely.
There's more people
and we
coming
say
in.
Thank you to them for giving the donation.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. $25.
Listen,
so
we want you all to
that.
Know that this is real. We're about to talk to one of our certificate receivers to let you know that they're serious. And it's cash.
Cash money? I love cash. Between that and gas vouchers, that's what I like.
I know. I almost thought your name was Darren Cash. You like Cash so much. I'm telling you.
I do look like him, though. He's a handsome guy.
But listen, Darren Cash earlier Miss Wendy Aubrey Poitier talked about the National Dementia Plan, right? Which should be an integral part of the National Development Plan. And in the same way, a protocol for sustainable blood donation and transfusion services also needs to be included in the National Development Plan. How you doing? Good morning. Lots of people pulling up to donate today, and they're all in their Valentine's Day red. They are all about giving love today, and giving blood is giving love.
People still wore red, Aaron. I did not know people still wore red for Valentine's Day. I always thought that was a myth.
That's because you can't see blood.
Yes, yes. And red is not my color. I normally wear purple or blue. So I don't think I have a red shirt or in my life. I never wear a red shirt.
Asian man wasn't singing about you.
No, I can't even say that's my political persuasion thing.
No.
I never had a red shirt. I don't have a yellow shirt either, though.
Well, you're nice and neutral.
I tend to wear black a lot. A lot of black. But that's just me. I tend to go in the background.
You're an independent. You're an independent thinker.
Yes.
So, Mr. Nuri, we're talking about the future. One of the things that arose for me with the conversation with the Dementia Association is this need for shifting culture, right? If we're going to see a large increase in experiences of dementia in the next 25 years.
And I saw that article, Aaron, but it's going to be an increase of dementia. That raised concern. I'm not sure if that alarm, and it caused alarm in the Bahamas, but definitely I got a concern about that.
Well, what it does is it means that we need to begin shifting our governance culture, we need to begin shifting our social culture, and we need to begin shifting our family culture. And dementia is a national security issue because you run the risk of losing so much valuable and important information and data in an oral society where we document most important things in story, in oral story, right? As opposed to history books. And so it requires a shift, an immediate shift, so that we can prepare for the next 25 years. You know, I wonder, does this signal the end of the 70-year-old leader, the septuagenarian prime minister, the septuagenarian president? Are we going to see governance shifting to younger people? Are we going to see the responsibility of holding community together resting in the hands of younger generations and younger family members? And the similar shifts in culture in terms of the medical conversation we're having today as well. With the increase in technology, we now have the ability to control our lives more, right? And so now we can do genetic testing. We can find out if we have markers for conditions, right? We can, I don't want to say produce better children, because children cry, yet they come. They come in, and they're all perfect, right? But you have greater control over your life. Now, Mr. Nuri, do you know what the count is? Do you know how many people have received a donation yet?
I do not know, but we have one person definitely here to do 10 so far.
All right. Oh, so
okay,
that means
so there's more. There's more to be given out. That's good. But all let right. me speak to this lady. I see you smiling. Just tell me your name and what do you have in your hand right there?
Good morning. My name is Janae Roberts. And in my hand right here, I have a thank you from the Kenny Starville Foundation. Certificate or a donation of $25 for contributing and donating my blood today.
Was it hard, like a whole hard process? How easy was it?
It was very easy. I walked straight from my desk. I came. I was pre-screened to see if I was eligible. They wanted to donate the blood. And I cleared, and I went through the process. And it was...
And how long did the process technically take?
I would say give or take 10 minutes.
Only 10 minutes?
If all of that. And then they let you rest for a bit to make sure that you're okay. Make sure you don't have happening any symptoms from the donation. And once you're free to go, they give you a Vitamol, a coconut water, or a stout, if you prefer.
They have stout there?
They got stout.
They have stout here, ladies and gentlemen. They have stout. Just in case you want to pass by and get some free stout, 3 for $6. You can just come by and get some.
What you're saying, they have stout, so you don't need any more androcised bodies to donate.
No,
that's what you mean by stout?
No. I'm saying that you come and get your stout by giving blood.
All right.
How much pints you got to give? To get 3.
You could only give 1 pint, sir.
How much you get? How much stout you get?
You can't get no stout. You get 1 Malta.
Yeah. For how much blood?
1 donation.
So if I give 3 donations, Like that?
You can pass out. You can pass out.
I can pass out?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But how do I get my tree for one?
You're going to have to put the blood back in you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So scratch all of that. Scratch right, all right, of that. Right. So apply the blood. You got one stout or one.
So
one
listen,
coke of water.
Come down, get a screening, see if you're eligible to donate blood today. If you are eligible, you will get your choice of Malters or a stout.
Or coconut water.
Absolutely. Not everybody into stout, Mr. Nuri.
I could do with some coconut water right now.
I thought you was calling me Size Andrus just now talking
no,
about stout.
They're stout. They're stout. That, I'm not saying that you're stout. But I said they have stout.
No, I am Size Andrus, though.
Yeah, that's okay. We all Size Andrus at times.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so, again, we're going to be here at UB, the Kevin Bethel building. It's the main building. The old COB campus, the old The Government High School campus, come out. We're here today until 4 p.m. First 50 donors receive $25 gift certificate to be spent anywhere you want. You could spend it on lunch for CA and I.
Yeah, that'll be a good thing.
That's a wonderful Valentine's Day gift. But spend it on somebody you love.
But today is the day of love. And if you love Aaron and I, you can pass by and give a donation.
Absolutely.
Of blood. And
then give us a donation of stout.
Yes, yes.
Or Malta.
Anything. I like free things in general. Anything free. You don't like free things, Molly? Yeah? No, Robert? Let's get news, too. We did need to send a for you. Someone to...
But let's talk about that. A lot of people say, you know, they're afraid of needles. Let me tell you. It doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah.
I just had to give
well, you don't come with, I mean, you're not going to be behind, Mike. But you can come this way. You can come this way.
Listen, I just had to do a recent series of the tests. And it doesn't hurt at all.
You can feel it?
See, we talk about a phlebotomist now, right? A phlebotomist is trained in how to take blood.
And what if you can't find my vein?
You need to go home. You call out at
Davy
Jones Lock already.
There you go.
They can find your vein, and that's what they're trained to do, right? So they are trained specialists to come out and give pain-free.
I just don't like seeing the blood. But what I'm impressed with today is a number of young people, a number of young students who have paused and stopped and say, man, I want to give blood. So that's impressive. And I see a number of UB faculty, right, taking their lunch break, taking their break and say, hey, I'm coming to give blood. So I'm very impressed with that. Even security officers. I'm not even sure if security officers could stop and give blood, but they stop and give blood. And then I'm seeing senators pass by and hopefully they go stop and give blood. You know, but I see a lot of people wearing... That's what I want to talk about. How can Valentine's Day be today and today is Ash Wednesday? What do I give up? Lovers can't give up anything on this Ash Wednesday, eh? What do you mean it's too late? Let's start. So, I mean, on Valentine's Day, I can't do nothing loving.
So, Valentine's Day celebrations end once you go to Ash Wednesday service. No. You got to go to my church where they do it in the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
They can give you 6 good hours of Valentine's Day celebration. And then you go and you begin your Lent.
So I just see it's like an oxymoron that you can be celebrating Valentine's Day and knowing that you're supposed to be starting Lent. You're supposed to be giving up certain things. That's just that simple.
You can't give up loving your loved one.
What do you mean you can't give your loved one?
I just want to advise anybody out there who's thinking of it, do not tell anybody you've given up loving your loved one for Lent.
For the fourth, boy, that's something to think about.
No, that's problems.
That's problems. Yeah, that's problems.
You might as well give up your life for Lent.
I always want to know how married people deal with Lent in them. It's like, what does do during Lent, married people?
They do what they do outside of Lent.
What do you give up? But you have to give up things for Lent.
Give
easy
up
stuff.
Give
that,
up.
That no real sacrifice.
Give up nagging.
That ain't no real sacrifice.
Give up ignoring your partner.
That ain't no real sacrifice. No, that could be a sacrifice sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I just play that deaf air.
Give up your free time.
Okay, my free time.
Yeah, like, you know, working people, when they come home from work, they say, listen, I need an hour and a half to unwind before I could get into the household task. Give that up. For the period of Lent, you give all of your free time you have to your family.
And just start working.
Cut the grass, help the kids with homework. Start fixing dinner early.
Lent starts sounds hard, man.
I mean, technically, that's exactly what it is.
It's easy to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Lent is a period of, like, penance. You're supposed to take on suffering during Lent.
Is that a Baptist thing or Anglican thing?
Isn't that a Catholic thing?
It's a Catholic thing.
I just know it's a go-to-church thing.
Yeah, I don't think they do it in the Baptist church. They don't give up anything.
They're pretty hard on themselves throughout the whole year. I don't need them to give up anything.
That's true. They don't like to drink, you know, whereas the other rest of religions drink a lot. I'm just saying. But yeah, today we are at the University of the Bahamas. Their campus is, what is the street called? This is called University Drive, right? They changed
now,
the name.
It is now University Drive. It used to be called Thompson Boulevard.
Yes. And we had the Kenneth Simon Darrell Foundation fighting for the future healthcare.
Right. And this is the second annual blood drive in honor of Kenneth Simon Darrell. And they're doing the awesome work of building, of advocating for, lobbying for, and from the private sector or NGO space, helping the government build the capacity for its services. But Mr. Newry, you're supposed to ask them how they're going to celebrate Valentine's Day, and they already been to Ash Wednesday service.
Ms. Senator. Ms. Senator, can you hear me?
She can hear you.
You're live on air, Guardian Radio AM. Of course, there's Aaron Green. And just because I see you with ashes on, right? And I would like to know, how does this influence your Valentine's Day and wearing your ashes? I give you the mic.
So, good morning, Bahamas, or good afternoon, depending on the time. I don't have my watch on. But I am thankful and grateful for Gerard for putting this on. This is extremely important, I think, at this point in time. My ashes are on because we're starting the Lenten season, and I'm a devout Anglican and Christian. And it's also my mother's birthday today.
Tell her happy birthday.
Happy birthday, mommy. She is probably listening. I'm going to take her to lunch shortly. But I encourage everybody to come out and support. Come to UB and give blood and give back and donate. We need blood resources so much in hospital. You see constant cries with persons on posters. So I encourage everybody to come out. This is a good time. You find out your blood type and you give some blood and give back. This is the best love you could give. Give the gift of blood.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Sandra. I appreciate you stopping by.
But listen, I don't know what you can do. It's Valentine's Day and your mother's birthday and Ash Wednesday.
Let me tell you what.
Take us some juju.
The day for mommy, the night for him. So you can do lunch with mommy today, and the night is the loving.
Y'all give us 1 second as this big truck moves through.
We hope they come out and give some blood too.
Absolutely.
I've encouraged all my classes to come out. As you saw when I came, I brought 2 students on campus just to give blood and donate. I have one of my co-op colleagues and they're out there giving blood. We really want to support Gerard in this initiative because it is so important. It's important not just for this foundation, but for the entire Bahamas.
Absolutely, absolutely. Take some juju for your...
Oh, yeah.
Good.
They're right underneath.
We have Gerard Darrell back with us, so we'll have him speak briefly. And we also... What is Richard's last name is?
Johnson.
Richard Johnson?
Yeah.
He come here to get blood too?
Yeah, Richard came here to give blood too.
No problem.
So I want to say how much I love Senator Dr. Eurecia Hepburn and coming out here to support us, right? It's these type of things that give you encouragement when you see that persons are willing to show that they're listening and they have the ability to advocate and push for these matters further. Right?
Yeah.
And speaking about pushing matters further, my good friend Richard Johnson has also came out to support, right? And this is a good thing that when we all can come together as Bahamians to put Bahamians first.
Yeah.
Right? This is very important.
So it's good to be here. I'm going to encourage all the persons who are listening to come out, to be a brother and sister's keeper. This is not hard, very easy to do, very good process. We have to be able to look up for one another. Every day I'm on social media, I'm saying flyers, the people that need blood. Sometimes I'm counting 4 or 5 a day. And so there's a need, there's a shortage. And so those who are there, who are healthy, who could give, please come out to support. I want to congratulate Gerard in doing this initiative in honor of his late wife. This is a tremendous move. I think it goes a long way and it's a help to the country. And so all the persons who are stakeholders, come out, support, and give blood.
Absolutely. We're on our way to a break, Mr. Newry?
Yes, we're going to go on a short break. Let's just walk into him. And Gerard, how's the crowd so far? And the producer can start playing that music.
Man, the crowd is amazing, right? I think we have about 10 more vouchers left, right? We already had all type of persons come out and being donating. And give special thanks to Everybody Wins Live
Absolutely.
For being the corporate sponsor, Island Wholesale for their donations, Jimmy's Wines and Spirits for their donation of Triple B and Strong Back for those who donated, and the University of the Bahamas as well for them being able to house us, for us being able to touch their students, to bring awareness to their students, and to help cultivate a culture of blood donors.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me send a quick Valentine's Day shout out to all the cashiers and staff at Island Wholesale. They the people who can get your snacks, buddy. You think you's a pie? They got all the pies over
there. Anyway, this is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nearing. We're going to take a quick commercial break right now, and we'll be back in about 60 seconds.
Absolutely. I want to ask Richard Johnson some questions for the Are You a Bahamian game show, Valentine's
Day
edition.
On the next side.
On the next side. We'll be right back.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
It's that time of year. Time for the Guardian Media Group's annual Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair at the Mall at Marathon, Saturday, March 2nd.
Starting at 10 a.m.,
admission is totally free. Games, prizes, samples, and surprises are free. So, bring your mom, bring your dad, bring grandma and the baby, and come and receive free health screening, new product info, and sound financial advice. It's the annual Nassau Guardian Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair, happening Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall at Marathon. Join the movement.
Rejuvenate, refresh, treat yourself, immerse yourself.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. We're back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nui. Of course, I have Erin Green with me, and she's going to play her on, what game show name?
How Bahamian Are You game show, Valentine's Day edition.
It's a Valentine's Day edition. Okay, then.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
So, Mr. Richard Johnson, two quick questions for you. Valentine's Day, surf or turf?
Turf.
Turf? You ain't taking them for no lobster and shrimps?
No.
Land crab and curry mutton. Type only.
Curry mutton.
Curry mutton?
I like curry
mutton. All right, one more question. Roses or chocolate-covered strawberries?
Chocolate strawberries.
Chocolate strawberries?
Yeah, that's how I apply.
Absolutely, okay, absolutely. That's how you do Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. Or even better.
It's great. I need a golf ball-sized juju. Tipped in chocolate.
So you love juju?
Oh, I love them. Wow. Apple a day keeps the doctor away.
I'm gonna this year, hopefully, I'll do better with my natural, you know, stuff like that. I don't do it.
No?
No, when I was young, yeah, but not now, no.
What island you grew up on?
West End.
See, people who grow up on the family island, by the time they hit adulthood, there's one fruit that they don't want to eat ever again in life.
No more, but I gotta try it. Do natural as well.
Yeah, man. We got a wonderful season coming up. There's star fruit in season right now. Papaya on the trees. Dilly on the ground. Pineapples popping up depending on where you plant them. Mango blossoms on the tree. They're getting strong. One or two winter avocados still left on the trees.
Yes.
It's going to be a wonderful year for local produce.
That's good. Thank you. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, man. It's the best way to show love.
Yes.
A bag of juju, a bag of scarlet plum. Can't beat that. Thank you very much,
thank
Mr. Johnson.
All right.
And thank you for coming out and supporting the event
Absolutely.
Today.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, sir.
Erin, what I'm noticing that we have a number of persons who listen to us, who always frequent the airwaves coming by because they were listening and they know Gerard Darvill. And yeah. So I see DeWitt stopped by to give blood.
Cousin!
Let me get DeWitt
a minute. Everything's good.
Good afternoon, everybody, and I encourage everyone to come down here. You know, Gerard is a brother. To all of us, come down here and give blood, man. You know what I mean? And this ain't about no politics now. Nah. This is about anybody. And y'all know how I go. Everybody come down here and give blood. All right?
Y'all have give a good us day, one baby. Second.
And this is the first time I had an opportunity to meet Miss Green.
Absolutely.
You're beautiful with your voice.
Thank you very much. Well, listen, that truck...
Don't you be flirting with Miss Green.
That truck passing by, that was some of our local sanitation workers. Take some. And I want to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody working that truck today and every day. Who we show love to are the people who show love to us. And the most needed people in our community, along with healthcare providers and educators, sanitation engineers... We say congratulations, and if you love a sanitation engineer, you love them well today on Valentine's Day.
What is also impressive, Aaron, is there's a number of people from different political divide that is present. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's a crowd, and you see that they know Gerard. They reach out and say, hey, I am here to support you. I am here to give memory to your wife, and they're here to give blood.
Yeah, and to grow the culture around blood donations and blood banks. And we say thank you very, very much.
And I'm also impressed with Guardian listeners. We had a number of them who passed through and say, I listen to you all the time, man. And I just came here to, since you were doing live, we came here to give blood. I appreciate you coming and listening also and doing that for us too.
Absolutely. And we say once again, congratulations and a thank you to Gerard Darvill, his family, and his supporters. Like Randall Falk said, it's the faith that moved the mountain, and the faith that Gerard has, that we can do this, that we can come together and fulfill the wishes of his wife. You know, we just say thank you so much for sharing that and letting us experience that as well.
You think they can give me free vitamin, Aaron?
Listen, I'm going to go... donate blood, Mr. Nuri.
I can get your vitamin?
You could get half my vitamin.
Half your vitamin? Wally, you don't... No, you don't donate no, Wally. But you get any... They ain't give you no vitamin? You don't ask? No, nobody... When you work for Guardian and things, you just ask for things.
No, miss, that's why I bring the juju, Mr. Nuri.
We're going to ask for bother. Things.
We're going to bother.
Guardian, you just get free things. No? No? Okay. No vitamin for you.
They don't know my face.
They know your face either. Okay, they know me. So I can try again with free vitamin. Oh, free Guinness.
And I say, you know, thank you to Guardian for letting us do this live remote today.
Yes.
It's wonderful to partake, wonderful to be a part of this experience and to share the benefits, the value, and the urgent need for blood donations in the country. Mr. Nuri, you couldn't get any of the nurses out to talk to us about how to organize a blood drive.
And one of this is protocol and government protocol. They have a select person, a particular person who speaks on behalf of the entire entity. And I was just waiting on that. I needed to check inside to see if the person reached. Remember that's Mr. Wallace? And yes.
Right.
And they had to stop to go someplace to get some kind of, whatever it is, a phlebotomy person?
Phlebotomist.
Yes, they went to speak to that person. And so they were not there.
Right. I don't want you to think I special. My sister's a phlebotomist.
Oh.
And she recently received that training. She's a certified phlebotomist.
But you know big words. So I don't know what it means. I just call it a blood taker.
Just blood don't call person. It a lobotomy.
What do you call the thing they put on your chest, the head, bump?
Stethoscope.
All my life I was calling it the bum thing. You know, put the bum thing on my chest.
That's
please.
What you tell the doctor?
That's what I tell the doctor.
When you were seven?
Yeah. But anyway, it is time to go.
Time. Well, listen, let me share the contact information as well for the Bahamas Alzheimer's Association. You can reach them at 535-4260. That's 535-4260. And please go to their Facebook page and take the survey. We need at least 1% of Bahamians to take that survey.
Yes, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.